October 2013 Conference Notebook. What I, the Lord, have spoken, I have spoken. Whether by mine own voice or by the voice of my servants, it is the same. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 1, Verse 38. As you review the October 2013 General Conference, you can use these pages and conference notebooks in future issues to help you study and apply the recent teachings of the living prophets and apostles and other church leaders. Answers for you. Each conference, prophets and apostles give inspired answers to questions church members may have. Use your November 2013 issue or visit conference.lds.org to find answers to these questions. What doctrines do we learn in the Articles of Faith? See L. Tom Perry, The Doctrines and Principles Contained in the Articles of Faith. How can we be involved in missionary work if we feel afraid? See M. Russell Ballard, Put Your Trust in the Lord. What is tithing used for? See David A. Bednar, The Windows of Heaven. How can sin and rebellion affect our agency and lead to bondage? See Quentin L. Cook, Lamentations of Jeremiah, Beware of Bondage. Prophetic Promise, Facing Trials. Our Heavenly Father, who gives us so much to delight in, also knows that we learn and grow and become stronger as we face and survive the trials through which we must pass. We know that there are times when we will experience heartbreaking sorrow, when we will grieve, and when we may be tested to our limits. However, such difficulties allow us to change for the better, to rebuild our lives in the way our Heavenly Father teaches us, and to become something different from what we were. Better than we were, more understanding than we were, more empathetic than we were, with stronger testimonies than we had before. This should be our purpose, to persevere and endure, yes, but also to become more spiritually refined as we make our way through sunshine and sorrow. Were it not for challenges to overcome and problems to solve, we would remain much as we are, with little or no progress toward our goal of eternal life. President Thomas S. Monson, I Will Not Fail Thee Nor Forsake Thee. Ensign, November 2013, page 87. Go and Do. Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles taught that the greatest blessings of conference come when we, 1. Gather to hear the words of the Lord. 2. Return to our homes to live them. From General Conference, Strengthening Faith and Testimony. Ensign, November 2013, page 7. Prophetic Words on Women and the Priesthood. Elder Neil L. Anderson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles asked, "Why are the ordinances of the priesthood administered by men?" As surely as we know that God's love is alike for His sons and His daughters, we also know that He did not create men and women exactly the same. We know that gender is an essential characteristic of both our mortal and eternal identity and purpose. Sacred responsibilities are given to each gender. We know that from the beginning, the Lord established how His priesthood would be administered. In Endnote 12 of this talk, Elder Anderson referred to other prophets who responded to this question. President Gordon B. Hinckley, 1910 to 2008, said, "It was the Lord who designated that men in His church should hold the priesthood." Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles said, "The Lord has not revealed why He has organized His church as He has." From Power in the Priesthood, Ensign, November 2013, page 92. Fill in the blank. 1. Covenant keepers are blank keepers. Linda K. Burton, The Power, Joy, and Love of Covenant Keeping. Ensign, November 2013, page 113. 2. Many, without knowing it, are being led by the Lord to places where they can hear the blank and come into His blank. Gerald Cosset, Ye Are No More Strangers, Ensign, November 2013, page 50. 3. Righteousness is more powerful than blank. Boyd K. Packer, The Key to Spiritual Protection, Ensign, November 2013, page 27. 4. In blurring feminine and masculine differences, we lose the distinct complementary gifts of blank and blank that together produce a greater whole. D. Todd Christofferson, The Moral Force of Women, Ensign, November 2013, page 31. Answers. 1. Commandments. 2. Gospel. Fold. 3. Wickedness. 4. Women, men. Note. To read, watch, or listen to General Conference addresses, visit conference.lds.org. How is your family applying what you are learning from General Conference? Submit your story through ensign.lds.org. End of the section, October 2013 Conference Notebook.